بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث السابع عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: بادروا بالأعمال سبعا، هل تنتظرون إلا فقرا منسيا أو غنى مطغيا أو مرضا مفسدا إلى آخر الحديث. We are still in this chapter that we should not procrastinate and delay in doing good work. Whatever good work we intend to do, Allah's commands are directed to us, we should try and do it as soon as possible. Particularly, as we are repeatedly mentioning, Adhan should be given in the Sunnah time, and once Adhan is given, we should not delay with our namaz. For men also, immediately after Adhan, we should start preparing and going to the masjid. For women also, immediately after Adhan, they should be ready and perform their namaz, and all other good deeds also. In this hadith, narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that badiru bil a'mali sab'an, that hurry and hasten towards doing good deeds, and seven particular occasions of doing the seven good deeds, we should not delay. We should be eager and we should be keen to do these deeds before seven things overtake us, before seven things have the better over us. The first Nabi Ali Salatu Wa Salam saying, هَلْ تَنْتَذِرُونَ إِلَّا فَقْرًا مُنْسِيًا. What are you waiting that poverty overtakes you, that makes you forget everything? You get so involved just for your very basic needs, and you have no time for anything. Then you feel, when are you going to get time to make ibadat? At the moment that you have got sufficient, you are living comfortably, spend your time in the ibadat of Allah. Allah has given you the opportunity. There are many people who lose everything, and they have absolutely nothing left. Even just a shelter they don't have, food they don't have. With the present floods in India, in Pakistan, Afghanistan, etc., how everything of people is washed away. So when that condition comes, are you waiting for that time? Then you're going to make Allah's ibadat. Now you have got, you can easily make Allah's ibadat. Don't wait for worse times to come when you can't even think for yourself. You don't know whether you are coming or going. Are you going to make Allah's ibadat at that time? The second thing Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam say, أَوْ غِنًا مُطْغِيًا. Or are you waiting for that affluence, for that wealthy, when you become very wealthy, and in your wealth you also forget Allah Ta'ala. You start thinking of committing all types of gunas and doing wrong things, a terrible lifestyle. And with all that money also, then a person forgets Allah. In poverty, abject poverty also, he forgets Allah. And in that terrible state of riches and affluency, he also forgets Allah. And he thinks that, Ana, I'm everyone. There is nobody like me. And he doesn't listen to anybody. Even his own mind guides him. He doesn't listen to his own mind also. And he's just doing all the haram and wrong things. Are you waiting for such a condition? Then you're going to make Allah Ta'ala's ibadat. Oh, maradan mufsidan. Or are you waiting for that illness which disables you? That illness that comes, may Allah protect us all, that you can't even get up from your bed for walking, forget walking to the masjid. At that time you are waiting that you're going to make your namazes with jamaat, and you are going to come for takbir-e-ula. When you are paralyzed, when you are suffering a stroke, may Allah protect us all. And we know how many people are bedridden. What their condition is. In fact, their condition is they themselves, they can't get up to make namaz. And other people also are so busy attending to them that those people's namazes also, they can't do it as they would have liked to do it. And all other difficulties that come in those conditions, that even namazes, not only with jamaat, but a person finds it difficult. Are we waiting for that time? Now we can still stand and make our ruku and sajda. Are we waiting for that time when we'll have to sit on chairs, etc.? And then we'll cherish those moments that our head could be on the ground and that we could make sajda to Allah. Now that Allah has given us this opportunity, we should not abuse it. We should not, we shouldn't let it go. Make Allah's ibadat. And as mentioned a few times, that when we do Allah's ibadat as it is, Allah opens further doors of His ibadat for us. But when we don't appreciate, Allah closes the doors. Then a person wants to do good and he can't do good also. So that is the wrong way, that we are waiting for days of ease and comfort. No, how much we can do, do it now. By the barakat of that, Allah opens more doors and a person can make more ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Not the opposite, not the other way, that we close the doors ourselves and then Allah closes other doors and then we can't even do those basic things. Oh, haraman mufnidan. Or are you waiting for that old age that makes you senile? When you are in your old age, and we know the common problem, especially with a person who is namazi also, that we forget the number of rakats also. And we forget whether I made two sajdas or I made one sajda. Whether I'm doing my faras namaz or whether I'm doing my sunnat namaz. So much we forget. Our reading of Quran Sharif, that which where was I reading? We have the bookmark which we put in our minds. That also now it's not there. And we don't know now where I must start reading again. So at that time we want to make Allah's ibadat. We are waiting for that old age. That time of when we become senile and we can't do anything. Do we have to make Allah's ibadat? No. Be wise. What beautiful advices of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which are all proof that he is the true Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and the proof that how much of concern, how much of our welfare is in his heart. What detail and how beautiful teachings he has given us. Then further, O mautan mujhizan, are you waiting for a sudden death? Suddenly maut comes, now what are you going to do? We hear regularly young people passing away, unmarried people, young married people, leaving a young wife, widow with small children, the wife passing away, leaving 2-3 small children. The husband has to look after them, grow them up. And those children, the husband wants to get married again. Those poor children are not this side, they are not that side. And also, divorces that are taking place. And the children are like orphans, though their parents are still living. And at that time now, when you are engaged with all this, a sudden death, and Allah save us from divorces also, and you are now going to court cases, and you are all other things, then when are you going to make Allah's ibadat? Do it when you can, and Allah will save us from all those terrible things also. Awid Dajjal, for sharru ghaibin yuntazar. Are you waiting for Dajjal? And what an evil unseen creation this is to be. Are you waiting when Dajjal is going to come? Then you're going to make Allah's ibadat. The terrible fitness that will come. Now already we see what fitness are coming. And when Dajjal will actually come, then what terrible fitness there will be. You want to make Allah's ibadat at that time when Dajjal comes. So we shouldn't delay at all. We should get busy. And wise is that person who now already, as it one riwayat it comes, that the signs of Allah have come clearly to you to turn to Allah. And the ulama have written the first sign is when a person is 17, 18 years old. For that means then already, when that is the age when his beard starts coming out. That's a sign now you are gone towards old age already. Your beard is coming out. Don't delay now. So we shouldn't think that when I become 50, 60 years old, when I become old, retired, then I'm going to start making Allah's ibadat. Now start, everyone, wherever he is, whatever age, whatever his condition, turn towards Allah. And even if we are already in difficult conditions, turn to Allah and his ibadat, Allah will ease all those problems for us also. Or is sa'ata, fasa'atu, adha, wa amr. Or are we waiting for the final hour? We are waiting for Qiyamah. Then we are going to make Allah's ibadat. And the Qiyamah, which will be terrible and most bitter, a person won't know. Like presently, with the floods, wherever they are, in Pakistan, Afghanistan, how many people, no ghusl for of death, no janaza namaz, they are not buried, forget being buried in a Muslim Qabristan, that we still have this opportunity to hope that we will get ghusl, kafan will be made, our janaza namaz will be read. What a great ni'mat janaza namaz is, even for the worst sinner who gets janaza namaz, what a great thing. To be buried in a Muslim Qabristan, what a great thing. But here we find in these conditions, riots that take place, wars that take place, there is no janaza namaz, there is no ghusl kafan, there is no Muslim Qabristan for those people. So we're waiting for such conditions, then we want to make Allah's ibadat. For which better days are we waiting? Worse days are coming all the time. So we shouldn't delay how much we can. But cover up our qaza namazes, our qaza umri, our qaza rozas, all the wrong that we have done, how much wrong we have done to our wives, how much to family people, businesses we have done, so much wrong. All that we should be correcting and preparing for that everlasting, real life of akhirat we should be preparing and not be wasting our time in this dunya and the useless pursuits and which is going to cause us destruction. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala give us understanding, remove the veils from our brains, from our heads, and let us see reality and turn to Allah Ta'ala and not delay at all. Not think I'm still young or not think that I don't want a strict Islam. I want an easy Islam. I want a modern Islam. No, turn towards Allah with sincerity. Only that is going to help us.